Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
It's Can-Can, over 50 years of endless deals.
Now, Shopify does the Can-Can, selling lots on brands on everything in Can-Can. Today is great to save some cash, so come to Shopify's Can-Can Bash. Can-Can, you save much more on every brand. Can-Can.
Find endless deals at Shopify's Can-Can Sale. Going on now. You can't miss it.
Hello, everyone. It says Bulmer Billy Sikorsky speaking to you from Baltimore, all about sports. Well, I could talk to you about the fact that, you know, the NFL season just around a corner.
Sure.
And we got the Ravens, who are setting up to have what I believe will be a pretty good season.
Well, excellent.
Or I could talk to you about the fact that the Baltimore Orioles mm-hmm. once again decided to lay down, mm-hmm. lay down like bitches. And let the New York Yankees walk all over him. You know, I'm getting to a point, as far as the Orioles are concerned, when the Orioles score, if the Orioles were to score 35 runs,
yeah.
you get the Yankees scoring 36.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Bill.
If the Orioles were to score 200 runs,
200.
You get the Yankees scoring 201.
Right. Bill.
Right. I mean, it's a nightmare.
Maybe you should focus on the 2012 Orioles season.
Well, you know, that's what we always have to do, Rob.
Yeah.
We always have to take a look at that. You have to lick our wounds.
Uh-huh. Right.
We got to lick our wounds and get ready to go to spring training.
If you want
to go to spring training, I don't like thinking about spring training in August September.
Are you limber enough to lick your wounds, and where are these wounds?
Not anymore. But I digress. Yes. That's not what I want to
talk
about.
We're just having fun.
I want to talk about...
Crabs?
Anybody... No, not crabs. Not English's fried chicken.
Old Bay?
Not going down the ocean on Liberty.
Natty Bo?
Not Natty Bo.
The Promo Seltzer Tower.
Not the Promo Seltzer Tower.
Domino Sugar Factory?
I don't want to talk about Domino Sugar either.
No?
Or either.
Oh, how about 90...
Is it either or either?
For you, I think it might be either.
Either or either. I don't know.
How about 95 North?
95 North's a nightmare. Especially when you're coming back from a holiday.
Fell's Point.
You know, coming back
from a what?
From holiday.
Holiday.
From a holiday.
You're pretty pumped up this morning, though.
Well, I'm pumped up because...
full of vinegar.
I'd like to just say, they want to talk about the Yankees and Orioles. They want to talk about the Ravens. I want to talk about...
What are you on?
What acid-dropping hippie...
Oh, dear.
...decided to come up with the uniforms for the University of Maryland.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen
what
bad...
What university?
University of Maryland.
Maryland.
I've seen some bad unis in my day.
Oh, yeah. Uni.
But let me tell you right now, I don't know what was going on. I understand they want to get... I understand the number one priority is to get the colors of the flag. They want to get
Maryland
the colors of the
flag
in the University of Maryland uniforms.
Right.
But they got half a helmet is a doohickey here, half a helmet is a doohickey there.
What kind, can you describe the doohickey?
Well, I can't. That's part of the problem.
You can't do it.
I don't think there is any language that exists in Webster's dictionary.
No, I think...
Webster's what?
Webster's dictionary.
I think it's a fleur-de-lis.
What's a fleur? I got your fleur-de-lis right here.
Don't point there.
I had a fleur-de-lis last year after I had some bad Old Bay on my crabs that caused me quite a problem. I don't mind telling you.
You said you didn't want to talk about crabs.
I don't want to talk about crabs now.
You want to talk about the uniform.
I want to talk about this abomination.
Take a breath and
where
settle.
They got one side that's like yeller and black, and then they got one side that's white. Then they get a little red here.
The Batman
then they got a sleeve that's got all the checkerboard. Looks like a court gesture type thing.
You don't like the uniform at
all. I don't like the uniforms at all.
Too busy.
I mean, thank God they fired Ralph Friedgen and they put him in it. Looked like one of them Macy's balloons. Drive me out of my mind. I swear to God, I don't know what's going on.
You're very upset about the new uniforms.
They did it at a special occasion. It was the season opener.
The season opener, but they're going to wear them uniforms. Oh, and they said they got like 5 million different combinations that they can put together on those uniforms. I think it's disgusting.
Shouldn't be
it's
allowed.
Like a transformer. What you could do, this is probably about merchandising, don't you think?
I think it's merchandising probably, but I also think it's a cluster F.
Oh, dear, yeah.
You know what? Really, that is a bigger mess than a Lowell Melser weatherman.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I actually just quit drinking a couple months ago because I was blacking out all the time. And I went and I talked to my doctor, and he said, it's not that you drink too much. It's just that after a couple major blackouts, you black out easier and easier after that. So I would just have like a couple drinks, and my brain would be like, okay, I see where this is headed. We're just going to power down now and get restarted sometime tomorrow morning. The morning after a blackout, though, is so strange because I always feel like this detective trying to solve the mystery of how I got home the night before. It's the case of the empty wallet and the for some reason bleeding knee. And luckily I can get right on the case because I'm still fully clothed from the night before. It was always weird when I'd go out with like some money and black out and wake up with no money. But it was a lot weirder when I'd go out with some money, black out, and wake up with more money. That meant that I had earned money. That meant that I had traded goods and or services. And blacked out, it's not anything wholesome. It's not like I was temping at a real estate office.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Hell is that?
I'm just singing along.
Enjoyed in 148 countries around the world from the Cappy Fiber Studios.
Yay.
This is Mike O'Mara's show.com.
Yeah.
It's Tuesday.
Tuesday.
The hell's the date? September 6, 2011, and we're over 8.5 million downloads, still growing every day. Our show today brought to you by Encore Insurance Services, LLC. For a free life insurance quote today, call 866-347-5748, or you can visit their website at smartterm.com.
Do that.
If you're thinking about getting life insurance and you already have coverage, don't pay too much. Call Encore to see if they can help you save. They'll compare the premiums of the highly rated insurers they represent to help you save. Let Encore do the work for you.
Encore!
And who doesn't want the work done for them?
Do it for me, Encore!
Call now, 866-347-5748. Licensing and disclaimer information on the website.
That's right.
Smart Term, that's two words, smartterm.com. On today's program, The Trouble with Rob and Jerry.
Could
do a whole show on this.
You could.
God knows they did 6 hours. Why do like 3 hours or an hour of the television when you can do a whole six?
It's like a radiothon.
I actually went onto the website that you had provided us, and I didn't know what the hell to do. And then I didn't try. I clicked, and then there was nothing more to click.
Oh,
it was like a thing. And
would have loved to have had you.
I would have joined in. I had a moment during that telethon where it was there, and I didn't have anything better to do.
Right.
And I wanted to join in, but I couldn't figure out how
what,
to
what
do it.
What portion of the suckathon did you watch?
This was right at the beginning of it, I think. This was right at the very beginning.
I heard
because when I tuned in, Rob, it was it had already gone to poor Marilyn and the local.
Oh, God.
And
that
local.
Was really not
Marilyn
good.
Thompson.
Right, okay.
Marilyn Thompson just, oh, God.
I heard they made more money
horrible
this
television.
Year. Though.
Dying on the air.
I don't buy it.
They made more money because they streamlined it and they didn't have Jerry in the way.
Yes.
I don't believe this.
Exhibit
this
A?
This is the press release.
Rob's not buying it.
The first MDA Labor Day telethon held without Jerry Lewis raises $61.5 million, up just over $2 million.
Right.
I don't buy it.
In a fraction of the time.
In this economy?
I don't buy it.
Not in this economy.
And also, here's a question, MDA.
Why don't you buy it, Rob?
Where is your tote board?
See, this is the root of his theory. There was no tote board.
How are we able to follow along? And you know what they also didn't say this year? They always used to say, ladies and gentlemen, I know we're getting marvelous and wonderful checks from Harold Schadeberger and the IAFF and Safeway and Larry Rinda, but remember, that tote board, that's the money that you've phoned in. Those are your pledges. None of the corporate money goes to the tote board.
Can I offer my analysis?
But let me say this, is that I think...
We're going to give you all the time you need.
I think
let me just say we're going to give
hours.
You all the
wasn't quite
what are we talking about again?
You are, I am literally going to give you... I'll give you the whole show if you need.
All right.
I just want you to know, because I know how important this is to you.
All right.
And somebody email this to Jerry, please.
Yeah. I know that you need this.
Okay.
I know this is important to you. I want to know all about it.
Okay. Can we change the seating? It might be better today if I laid on the couch and you guys stood.
I want to know. I want to know the ifs. I want to know the whys. Right. I want to know, most importantly, the whys.
Okay.
I want to know about that. But I will tell you just on my analysis. And this.
All right.
I'm not doing this to be. I'm not playing devil's advocate with
all right,
you.
That's fine.
I love the whole schmaltzy. I'm very. I'm one step below you. I'm not.
Oh, come up to my level.
There's no way I could, because I wouldn't. I wouldn't commit to that kind of TV watching,
right,
which you do better than anybody else.
I like TV,
but the Harry Shearer. I totally understand the fascination of it, because I share that. You
right.
and I.
Oh, yeah.
Share a showbiz schmaltzy thing together, but I will tell you the theory I have, if it is indeed true that they made more money, would be this. From my watching of the national element of the telethon, it was check, 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 check. That's all it was. There was none of the lengthy Jerryisms.
Yeah, but
and
the
it
check,
was just
check,
like,
check. That check, check, check has always been
ready
there.
With the rebuttal. Mm-hmm.
The check has always been there. The amount of money is the same from the corporate sponsors,
all
by the way,
long.
Who raised money all year, only to find out about a month ago that there would be no Jerry.
Right.
So it's like they raised 11 months of money saying, oh, it's still Jerry's thing. You know.
I see.
How did you find Nigel's performance?
That limey bastard? He can kiss my ass.
Oh.
I don't care for him at all.
What was the story that they had Jerry's picture up on stage?
Oh, they did an opening tribute, and I'll play some clips.
And again,
for you guys.
I want to say from the bottom of my heart, I don't care about this, but I just want to.
Thank you, Oscar.
I just wanted to let you know.
Which puts you at two steps below me, apparently. I don't know.
Or three or four.
So why did they have his pictures on stage if he wasn't part of the plan anymore?
A most interesting story broke on Friday that was emailed by, I think, Mike, you got it too, from Jim Robinson, that they actually set up a recording session at the South Point Hotel and Casino Thursday night with the orchestra for Jerry to come in and sing You'll Never Walk Alone, so they could play Jerry and have Jerry
they
on
were on
the telephone.
Standby.
They were on standby.
Right. Because the popular sentiment was that Jerry was going to roll in, and he was going to do that with the orchestra and everything, and it was going to be good to go, but then
this,
it never happened.
This never happened.
So what happened?
He just didn't show.
He didn't,
He didn't post.
Wow.
Now, they opened with a thank you to Jerry. They ran a very, very nice two-minute, maybe, tribute reel in the last 10 minutes of the telethon.
I didn't know that.
That brought me to tears. It was really beautifully done.
Let's
but they blew
stop
it.
Pause there.
There.
They blew it.
Let's stop there.
Okay.
I'll work my way back to the telethon.
Okay.
But I want to know the ABCs of you. I really
do. The ABC store was the main reason it brought me to tears,
okay,
as a matter of fact.
Yeah. I want to really understand you. I want to understand the way you think. Because
good luck with that.
I can understand the whole tears thing with the whole schmaltzy, but you are a guy who I've worked with a long time.
Yes,
and I really think more than almost anybody on this show, I probably haven't figured you out. I really haven't figured, because you are somebody who will come in here, and I want to do this nicely. I do not want
to
do this.
No, you don't have to be nice.
No, I don't want to throw you under the bus, because I don't intend to do that, because I regard you as a person, and I value you as a person on this show.
As a friend as
well. And as a friend.
Mostly as a person.
I would rather be with you at a social gathering. When we go to a social gathering together, I would rather be next to you than anybody in the room.
We are wonderful socializing together. On the air, not so much.
But on the air, this whole thing, no. On the air, I sometimes want to stab you in the eye with a pen.
Sometimes.
But that dynamic works for the show, so that's okay, too. But let me just say this. You
Bill,
you will come in here And I laugh too, and so I'm guilty, but you will unhinge your jaw laughing about some horrible, real tragedy that has befallen some individual.
They're very brave, Mike.
But you will really laugh out loud, like the people that get their faces ripped off by monkeys. You will laugh, and when you hear them talk,
one mistake,
and it grosses me out. But no, other things that are.
But you're right. If he finds a face transplant victim speaking or trying to speak, it's like Christmas morning for him.
It is like Christmas.
Then you take Jerry Lewis,
yes,
who you don't know from. Yeah, I mean, Jerry couldn't pick you out of a lineup.
This is true. I met the man once.
You met him like at a press conference.
Right.
Yeah,
I think we had a moment. I remember it. Whether or not Jerry remembers it, I can't comment to this.
Right.
But
right.
I know I remember
sure
it.
Sure you can.
And you project this unbelievable emotion on this. And I guess I just want to understand, where does that come from? Where does somebody who arguably, now see, I've got a little bit of the same thing with Buddy Rich. Yeah. Because Buddy Rich is arguably a prick too. You admit that Jerry is a prick.
Yes, but he uses his powers of prickdom for good, Mike. here's the deal.
Now, what we do... We're going to get into a Jerry Lewis debate here in a second.
Okay.
Because we'll move into that.
But
I want to know where you... If you just lay it out for me where this all comes from.
Well,
we are, like it or not,
you're serious
in
about
show business.
Your thing about I hate to keep interrupting.
No, it's
I'm
fine.
Gonna shut up in a minute.
That's fine.
You do this 6-hour thing, and
right.
you're all about this, and you come in with the tapes for decades,
archives
after the television.
Yes,
because you really are into it. You're turbo into it.
Very into
and
it.
That's what I want to know. Why are you so into
why?
It?
We are, like I said before, for lack of a better word.
So tired.
I'm not tired. I'm sad.
He is very sad.
Well, the first thing I said when I woke up on Sunday, I said, Carrie, no Jerry tonight. This really saddened me. Yesterday was weird. Labor Day afternoon, I had no telephone to go to. It wasn't there.
Gone.
A friend that I've had for many, many years. Now, what I was saying before,
television is the most important thing in your life. Growing up,
yes,
right?
TV, yes.
TV was the most important thing.
We are in show business. And that was the last bastion, the last shining example of entertainers entertaining. And it was something that I watched sort of decay as I grew up.
Right.
But that cheesy, schmaltzy, I mean, it's what we do is great. But I would leave all you guys in a moment if I could host something in a tuxedo on a stage in Las Vegas.
Right.
That's what I want to do. That's better than hosting a game show to me. That is when you can
make it funny
and entertaining and schmaltz and you make people cry.
But you would only host it if it was on the television.
You wouldn't be able to
go out to a casino hotel.
I don't think I could do a club date. No,
right.
No.
Right.
Although if it could lead to TV, maybe as a stepping stone.
Did you watch it as a child?
Yes.
All the time.
All the time.
With your parents or by yourself?
Oh, by myself. My parents were seldom around.
I've just gotten a wonderful idea.
Oh, really? It might be the idea. I had this idea that night watching him do the live show.
Like, giving him a telethon?
Yes.
Yes. For this show.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yes.
We have realities.
Yes.
We have financial realities that we are staring square in the kisser, ladies and gentlemen. But anyway, that's another story.
It was the last sort of example of it. And as you lose the great ones and you lose the near great ones, this was still a yearly place where I could get down and watch showbiz happen.
Right.
And that was what was so cool about hosting with this video chat that Mark set up. I put on half of a tuxedo, the half that showed.
Right.
And I got to watch the telethon.
He didn't have any pants on at all. Right.
No, I had on...
Balls exposed. That's what he had on.
Were you mad or sad?
Sad. And mad at times. I drank a lot.
You take it. I mean, you drink a lot because you did. You drink a lot to have fun, or did you drink a lot because you really were bummed?
Started drinking to have fun, and then kept drinking because I was bummed.
It often starts that way. Yeah.
And from what I saw, the Jerry-less telethon. Although the Jerry telethon, I should point out, in recent incarnations was a suck fest.
Not that,
but this thing that they put on,
there was nothing to it.
Was just garbage.
And here's the reason. Absolutely the main reason horrible. It was garbage. Everyone said that the reason, well, the reason seemed to change. It's sort of amorphous. Jerry went from not coming back to being phased out to retiring. They kept saying on the telethon, mm-hmm. Jerry's retiring.
Right. Which is bull.
It is bull. But the thing is, they kept saying, we're looking for a fresh start, or we're going to take the telethon in a new direction. Mm-hmm. Well, the telethon hadn't changed at all.
Right.
What you got was basically what they used to do on the overnights when Jerry would take a few hours off. You got the same exact same style of video of this is what's going on in research. Even the same logo at the front of it. They had, you know, a check presentation. Yes.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
When I watched it, was there an audio feed problem?
That's something that I'd like to address.
Was there a satellite feed problem and I don't know
if
that's, Vegas?
I don't know if that's a Vegas problem or a Channel 50 problem. Okay. Because Channel 50 is us. And it's greatest television station in the world.
Now, let me ask you this. When it started, what was on around here? What channel was it on around here?
Channel 50 carried it here.
But when the telethon started, it was on a better station,
years ago.
Wasn't it?
Oh, God, it used to be on Channel 5 and Channel 20. And I think Channel 7.
Okay. So network television. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
It was on network television.
Oh, yeah. And then they did an hour delay feed from WGN out of Chicago. And then they've got their stuff together. It's a better mm-hmm. station.
Right.
So I was able to rewatch certain portions of it when the audio was bad.
I want to kill myself.
But yeah, the audio was horrible. In fact, large hunks of the actual opening video produced piece, no audio, just gone.
Wow.
It's horrible.
It's really sad.
I mean, it was really terrible.
I heard the whole thing described as an infomercial, that it was very
much like an infomercial. It had a real infomercial feel. What I was hoping, I said, now if they're going to take this another way, maybe make it like, do you remember the Tsunami Telethon they did?
Yeah.
I think Clooney hosted it.
Clooney. Yeah.
And it was a whole different feel. There was not a live audience. It was sort of darker and somber,
yeah.
Serious, and it sort of imparted the gravity of the situation.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And if they had maybe changed the tone of the telethon, of the MDA telethon, because what you're dealing with here is something very serious. That's one of the weird things about the old telethon is that, you know, Jerry as the spastic 9-year-old is raising money for something so gravely serious.
Oh, and weird, heart-wrenching.
I mean, really hard,
gut-wrenching, man. Right, right. I mean, I watched American Chopper where they were building the Cadillac bikes, mm-hmm. and they had, is it Duchenne syndrome, and oh my, yeah. And any father, it yeah. rips your heart out. You see these, because it's
so
young,
rare.
It's young boys primarily yeah. that are stricken with this
it
thing.
Steals and, their strength. It steals their ability to do anything.
Makes you want to just, oh, these parents, oh, I the whole thing. You're right. It's gut wrenching.
Those really bikes though were killer.
Oh my God! Yeah. Which one?
The Cadillac.
You like
one. I like juniors better.
I like seniors better.
Can we get back to something that matters?
I thought seniors was much more modern.
It was cleaner.
Much cleaner.
Much cleaner.
Yeah, and then that clunky little rear end that Paul.
Well, I thought
Paul
that,
Jr. tried.
I thought
to
Junior
jam
did
on
a great job on the back because it looked exactly like the Cadillac.
Of course, you'd like you Junior know. Better than seniors.
Oh, well, were we talking about something else? Oh,
sorry, go ahead. No. Sorry about that.
So I was hoping to see a total sort of a reinvention, pardon me, of the telethon
right.
that would change the whole tone of it. But it wasn't. It was still at the glitzy South Point Suck Casino in Las Vegas.
Right.
They still had horrible, horrible co-hosts. As Allison Sweeney from The Biggest Loser,
yeah.
looking like she doesn't even know where she is.
So the only difference was Jerry wasn't there. Is
yeah,
that what you're saying?
And so you still have the awkward...
So you needed Jerry.
Yeah. Well, you do. You have the awkward sadness of the planned pieces
right.
of showing these poor, tragic children that we need to help.
Right.
And then no one with broadcast chops to
right.
bridge them. So
right.
then they'd bring on a bad act like a Chinaman in whiteface lip-syncing 100 pop records from the last 50 minutes.
That could not.
Did you see that?
There wasn't a Chinaman,
there was
Rob.
A Chinaman in there. We discussed
God,
it.
God, but it was a bunch of people.
Was it
and
skinny
it was
Allison
people.
Sweeney or was it?
Sturdy Allison Sweeney.
Oh, okay.
Sturdy?
Yeah, very sturdy.
Sturdy.
Because she fluctuates.
But the
she
thing is that they bring on these bad to medium acts, and when you have a real person that you enjoy watching and there's the element of danger because he's doing live TV
and he's mercurial
yeah.
and he could do something mm-hmm. at a moment's notice to...
Jerry is what bridges that
right
and when the guys come out and they give a check for $1,000,000,000 billion and these you know the Allison Sweeney's or the Nancy O'Dell or God forbid Nigel Lithgow who by the way is a producer not a broadcaster
right not a TV personality he's on TV
he
shows
all he does is he says thank you. But what I want, what I miss is Jerry says, this is great. You guys are always there for me. I hope there's more. You know, there was always like a little bit of friction and like head busting with Jerry.
Right.
And the telethon, there was no element of anything ever happening dangerous, exciting,
very bland,
or God forbid, entertaining.
So which is what you and the Harry Shearers
we
of
crave.
This world, and
we
what I like it. To when you would bring it to mm-hmm. us, you know, mm-hmm. that would be that. That's what it would be. It's
would,
gone. It's
and
dead.
You would think, you know, maybe they're trying to modernize it or something,
right?
And they don't. Their closing act, which I'll play for you later, was a patriotic medley. Very standard, and yeah. you bring out a kid's choir to well, sing God Bless America. How is that reimagining this, anything this besides 1930?
It's a rebuilding year. Yeah.
Is it not symbolic? Is it not? And this is, you know what, I feel
it is
for
a little
you.
Tragic.
I'm going to surprise you. I feel for you because you know what? To me,
thank you, Shaka.
It's symbolic of what TV and really what
beyond
media,
entertainment
what entertainment is now. Not only you get rid of the old guy because he's probably a prick and he pissed somebody off.
Sure.
And so you get rid of him, but you don't even do so with any level of class.
Right.
It's
no.
just like, no. I was talking to somebody about radio today, which, you know, I mean, no surprise. I'm in another radio situation that's very,
right.
very difficult
it's a volatile
right now.
Industry.
Very volatile industry. And it's just you're in it right now, and it's just, you know, what's popular now? You have reality shows,
right.
you know, mm-hmm. where guys...
Cheap and easy and immediate.
Where guys kill themselves, and we wait to see what the bitches are going to say about it.
Right.
I mean, and they do talk about it. I mean, there is no more... There's not a shred of dignity or class anymore. Now, listen, I'm not saying this because I'm an old fart, and I am an old fart. I'm saying this because I think we've got a pendulum in this country,
hope
and
so.
We are. It's got a swing back.
I mean, I hope so, back. But you know what?
You have too many things that are good out there.
Real entertainment
is too many Sons of Anarchy's, True right. Bloods, Good Wives.
But
you have too much good
entertainment
stuff out there.
Is expensive.
I know, and it's
and I doubt it's gonna take a long time to swing
look,
back.
It's because it is the economy it. And what we're in with the economy right now.
But it's also the respect level that the entertainers used to get mm-hmm. as for what they were bringing to the
it's
table.
It's been cheapened.
How many times on the telethon did I just have to sit and watch because Nigel forgot his microphone or they had some audio screw up to start yeah. the exact same cue card
but
again?
But with Jerry, you would have loved that.
I would have. Well, Jerry would have done something with it.
Right.
He would
right.
have handled it because
right.
he's been on the air for, what, 46 years doing
so
it.
So I'm sorry, nothing from Jerry. Not a word.
No.
Not a peep.
They mentioned him a couple
wow.
times. There was, I'll play this for you later, Celine Dion said something about him that led me to believe that when she recorded it, she might have thought Jerry was going to be there.
Mm, right.
And also, at the end, Nigel Lithgow, in a press release, said, we thought Jerry might show up. Well, guess what? That's bull.
Now,
there's no way they thought he would show
okay,
up.
Okay, so your six-hour running commentary,
right.
was it basically just taking shots at the telethon? Is that what it was?
No, taking shots at the entertainment. And there was a couple acts that I like. You know who was good? Michael Feinstein. Which is it, Mark?
I think it's Stein.
Michael Feinstein.
He's so upset.
He is very
you're like,
emotional.
Raw bigotry is coming right
he
to the surface.
He was good.
Now.
It's just pronunciation is a deal.
But I hear Pennington. Rob was very funny during the 6 hours.
You look like you've been rode hard and put up with this
it's been. It was a hard weekend for
it
me.
It was tough for you.
It was tough for me.
Bad for you.
Where were the kids?
The kids were asleep.
Kids?
Jabril showed up during the chat.
Yes, he did.
Can I throw a little barb here?
Yeah.
To me, though, just another example of what I always believe is one of the worst charities that I ever worked for.
Really?
NBA.
Really?
Wow. Very. You know what? They
always.
Have that rep. They have. They're very
more
corporate.
Pains in the asses.
Wow.
More corporate structure.
Yeah.
With that charity than any other charity.
Amazing.
I always thought one of the greatest was cystic fibrosis,
right.
which was just always seemed to be this amazing, caring group of people that were all about just getting the money made. Whereas MDA was okay. Here's this layer. It's a corporate animal mm-hmm. that had no respect for talent.
Speaking of
whatsoever, maybe because of Jerry Lewis,
could
right?
be.
Because Jerry Lewis brought so much celebrity to that organization that I think at the end that they were kind of like,
to their heads.
Another
like
thing that, is that the phone bank, at least on our local Channel 50 cutaway, I think they had 8 phones.
Right.
Yep. And I heard somewhere, I might have read it or heard it, that they were funneling most of the calls to a national database. Once again, to me, this is shady bookkeeping.
Right.
Why change that?
Right.
Why change the fact? And the fact that there is no tote board for us to root
it's,
for.
He's getting a little heavy.
You get to. You
so
get,
they outsource the telethon? Is
I
that
believe
what you're saying?
So. I believe so.
Yeah.
To a call center in India?
India.
You feel like you got it all out?
I want my tote board back, and I want to hear from Jerry. That's okay. What I want.
Oh, you and me both. Yeah. I'm with you on that one.
I want to hear from Jerry.
That's where I'm interested.
I am with you. Yeah. How much crown did you have?
A lot.
A lot. Okay. No, really, how much?
We will take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap this up because I don't want to shortchange
him. No, no, no.
I will jump on his ass on many other days. Today's not one.
Not today.
We'll take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I love this show. Let the guys on this show boss you around. Now on our website, you can get all the voices of the Mike O'Mara Show on your Garmin GPS unit.
Oh, cool.
For just $4.95, you can pick me, Buzz, Rob, Oscar, or Charlie, or get all five for just $19.95. They work on well over a dozen. The idea of hearing any of us on somebody's GPS is hysterical
to me. It is funny.
They work on well over a dozen models of the Garmin devices you can buy through the show's Amazon link. Support the show and let us tell you where to go. You'll find it all at MikeO'MaraShow.com. We get a letter that says, this comes from Herbie. He writes, "Hey, gang.
Herbie.
I've been listening. Herbie. I've been listening since the, you know, I'm already, believe it or not, it's after Labor Day, but I'm already in that kind of mode.
Oh, yeah. It was a definite shift.
Just ready for fall and holidays and all that. I've been listening since the marshmallow races and love the new format. I just wanted to say that, as usual, the show comes through when I'm having a rough time. Like RJ, I am a recently laid off IT systems engineer. Get ready to hear more stories like that, folks.
Yeah.
Last week, I had an important interview with a very prominent company for a position, and needless to say, I was nervous. I had just bought the Garmin 5-pack for my GPS and decided to install it before my interview.
Yeah.
Well, dude, maybe that's not where the priority should be.
No, I think that's, why did he get fired, I wonder?
Exactly. God love him. I had started the trip to my interview with Rob when I left the house, then Buzz, and finally finished my trip with Charlie. It was the comic relief I needed. When I was passing a guard shack to go to the interview, Charlie was giving out a nice loud, "You screwed up!"
That's awesome.
It took the edge off for a stressful 3-hour technical interview.
Gross.
Sounds brutal. Wow. I don't know if you got the gig. Thanks for the funny, Herbie from Baltimore, hon. Thank you. That's very nice.
Herbie.
That's great, Herbie. I appreciate that. Welcome back to the show, and we are delighted to have you with us. So you feel like you got it all out of your system.
I have purged. I don't feel that I've got closure yet because I need to hear from the Jerry camp, and I just feel that it was handled horribly on their part.
Have you tried to reach out to him, tweeted him?
I have not tweeted Jerry. Okay. # Jerry Lewis.
He's 85, and he, I understand, has said he's retired. Do you think we will hear from him? And if so, when and what do you think he'll say?
I think it's almost a lock.
Yeah. Well, remember, that was not, you know, again, this whole thing, this has been a changing story over the past month and a half. He threatened to do an international press conference to say exactly what happened. That sort of has dissolved. Mm. I'm still going to keep my fingers crossed. See what Paul says on Letterman tonight, because I know he will say something. Because Paul is about the telethon the way I'm about the telethon.
Yeah, but Paul's not plugged in, Rob. Paul's not going to have any information. I guarantee you that.
No, but if he has an opinion, I'd like to hear it.
He has an opinion, but I think based on the fact that the telethon is over, that Jerry, there's too much ego not to just, he was unceremoniously dumped.
Yeah. Right.
He was canned. This was not something where he went into, you know, the good night quietly and they gave him a tribute. He was S-canned. That's why he didn't come back and sing with the singing. He's pissed.
He is pissed. And that's why I want him to come out and say exactly what happened, or at least his version of what happened. And I think Letterman would be the place to do it.
Yeah.
That would be my fingers crossed.
Here's a question I have. Okay. And this is what I'm proud of this show. Do you think there's anywhere else in America that's given almost a half an hour to this subject?
Probably not.
No, I don't think so.
I think that's great.
Yeah.
I think that makes us special.
I like the way
I think it's warranted.
I think so. I think it is,
too. With the history of the show.
No, because a lot of people are thinking about it, and we're talking about it in detail. It's a big news story.
I think we brought it to a fine point about what's happening with entertainment in general, and I think that makes it relevant to everybody.
And also, I'd be remiss if I didn't say this. Thank you to the over 220 people that stopped by our video chat.
Very cool. Cool. Thank you for doing that, Rob.
Yeah, so much fun to put on a tuxedo.
What happened? What happened during the video chat?
I mean, everything.
You were on it. Was it you and your...
Tommy Lang came by and did an hour with me. That was great.
And Mark was on.
Mark was in and out. He had to get some dinner that he traded out, but it was nice that he came back. And we had a great time afterwards. We watched a lot of the Blues Brothers. And it was so positive that we've already made plans. We're going to try and watch the Emmys together this year.
Okay, that I want to be in on. I'll jump in on that. Sure, sure. I wanted to do. I just technically.
Yes.
RJ.
I think.
Mark.
No, I'll tell you this.
Help. Anything you do. Please help me.
I don't know
God
that it's entirely
me.
Your computer. It took me until 12 minutes after 6 to get logged in. I think we might have overwhelmed that website.
Okay.
I think there was a lot of people all at once. All right,
very good.
It took me a long time to get logged in as well.
Huh. You know what I found? I took my little doohickey that's
Hey, what are you, in the University of Maryland football team?
The little doohickey that was sitting up there, and I raised it higher in the room, and it actually had a better signal.
That will work.
But I still need help with that computer.
Oh, the computer upstairs, Mike.
Here's RJ.
Mike, I wanted to tell you, we have the new modem on order.
Okay, good, a little more powerful wireless modem,
which we'll relocate in the other side of the room.
All right, while we're getting updates on anything, what's the status of the Iowa situation?
Steve and I are supposed to talk today.
Awesome. Okay, yeah. That's good.
Excellent.
And I know of a sponsor who has offered to help, and you guys need to figure out exactly how that help is going to be.
Okay.
But it's a good friend of the show.
Ginzy? Right.
Good.
I never said it, but you never know.
That rat bastard.
Yeah, but Steve also said it shouldn't be a problem to have tickets for all of us.
All right.
Go to the game. So that should be sideline
passes, please.
Okay, I just want to double check. Are we going to be talking about
that? Might be a problem.
Are we going to be talking about our latest product sometime on the show formally, or should I talk about it now? The stickers.
Oh, yeah, talk about it now.
Stickers.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. If you take a look, folks, around this room, the TMOS wonderful stickers,
and
the
black and
white stickers.
I propose we call them stickers.
Our stickers?
Yes, thank you.
That's right. Our stickers are available for you, and they are on the website now, and people can buy them now.
They can buy them right now,
They're ready to go. Please, this is a wonderful new way. This is our fall thing that
fundraiser.
We're really into. This is our fall fundraiser where $5 gets you a TMOS sticker. And you go, $5? Mm-hmm. Yes, $5. We're not giving them away. We can't afford to. We need to support the show. This is a great way to support the show.
Yep.
And we love them. I tell you, they look great on my vehicle.
Well,
I am so excited about this. So you see them right there. TMOS stickers. And go get yours today.
Have you noticed they're translucent?
No.
And here's why this is exciting.
No, I haven't. Are they really?
Not only does it face the car behind you so that you show them that you're a TMOS listener,
yes.
But then when you look in your rearview mirror, it turns it around so it says TMOS to you.
Really?
Well. Yeah, because the light shines through it and you see it right there in your mirror.
I did not know that.
Wow. Have you noticed
some wild stuff.
That they talk and they squirt out dragons?
always drives over.
They do. We've been heavy with Jerry, so I'm not going to say
Let's move on.
What is happening to America, which I wanted to say today, but you know, between the stock market and the jobs and Obama's approval and everything.
And all this rain.
It's really, well, you know what? You can count the natural disasters that are happening between flooding and pestilence and locusts. And Texas burning up, you know, it's incredible.
And I have boils.
You know, maybe that pretty little governor that's, you know, going to be the Republican nominee, maybe he should think about getting back to Texas. Horrible wildfire.
You know what's, every time I see the video, whether it be in Texas or it's happening in California or Arizona, you would think that the way that you would fight a forest fire or a brush fire or whatever, that technology would have evolved. Because it's just a plane now. It's that same plane we've been seeing for the last 30 years.
Yeah, you're
or
right.
A helicopter.
And you realize how small we are. I mean, when it comes to natural disasters, how insignificant we are. We haven't made any progress. We don't know how to seed clouds. We don't know how to, you know, prevent drought. We don't know how to prevent damage from a hurricane. These are larger than we can handle.
Just because every time I see that plane dropping water, it's like, imagine. I mean, what does that actually do for anybody?
I always imagine when you see the size of the fire and the amazing. Basically trivial amount of water.
Right.
That water has to vaporize before it gets there, just
some
from the
does.
Heat.
Yeah,
it's
scary. It can't be. But if Rick Perry handles this well, does he waltz into the White House?
No.
I just think, you know what? Funny, strange as it seems, I actually Gene Simmons on his web.
I saw that
on his Facebook. He's a big predictor, not necessarily supporting any particular candidate, just telling us who he thinks will win, and he's been very successful picking it. And he seems to like this guy Perry, as far as, and you know, when I see Perry, you know, he's got more stones than old Mitt does.
Sure.
And he's not as super crazy as Palin and Bachman.
Right.
So you look at that, and you know, you realize who else is out there, and I don't see anybody else.
He has
else,
a presidential air about him, I think.
To a certain, he's kind of like...
No, I disagree with that.
He's kind of like W.
Yeah.
Well, only he's like more rednecky W.
Yeah, that's
yes,
what he
yeah,
is.
You well, know? And, that worked out for
that him. Takes away from his presidentialness, I think.
But if you... calm down.
Yeah.
Calm down, or I'll throw water on
I'm
you.
Not upset. I'm not
drop it from a plane.
I'm just saying that the redneck quality that Rob just mentioned, I think, makes him less presidential.
Of all of them? Of all of them, who do you think? I mean, if you had to pick one today, who do you think most likely to get the nominee?
I think Perry.
Yeah, because I think he really has that vibe. But I
think he's gonna, because of the kind of guy he is, I think he'll shoot himself in the foot before he gets there.
Yeah. I totally agree. We'll see. We'll have to see what happens.
But with his gun? Addy? Maybe. I'm going to shoot myself in my foot with my gun.
How y'all doing? The one that pisses me off is the Michelle Bachman.
Yeah.
She just
I
seems
like you
like
call
the,
her the Michelle Bachman.
The Michelle Bachman.
Her, you don't have
she
to worry about.
She just seems like the bitch on the block.
The presidential,
she really does.
The presidential campaign season really begins today and runs through for the Republicans and to narrow down the field through the end of October. So over the next 2 months, September and October, the Republican officials, Republican Party higher-ups will begin to narrow down to probably Romney and Perry. And your Bachmans and your Ron Pauls and everybody else will fall by the wayside.
All right.
That's my prediction.
I was reading an article, I think, in the... I'm dropping every pen I have here. I was reading an article in GQ magazine about the debt crisis over in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And this is heavy, heavy, heavy. I don't need to bore everybody.
We're no experts.
We don't have any money.
It's amazing how they're talking about Germany being the only, you know, fiscally responsible country in Europe right now, and how the fact is that it is standard practice for a financial civil servant over in Germany to really realize that he's not working to feather his own nest. He's working kind of to help his country.
Right.
What about
and,
all
and
that?
They, and
they've always had a lot of nationalistic spirit.
Really?
They're good with numbers.
You're right.
What about all that Nazi gold?
Nazi gold. Watch out. But these people, this is the new Germany, which really was...
Same as the old Germany.
Was born...
Won't get fooled again.
Born out of the ashes of the Third Reich, where they were put... There were so many restrictions put on Germany that they've created this kind of culture of austerity.
Yeah.
And they're the only ones in Europe that aren't, you know, feeling this incredible debt crisis that Europe is feeling, and they're not feeling it because the austerity measures that they have lived with since their fathers are in place.
Not new to them.
It's just standard practice.
Right.
And it's created this culture of, we have to sacrifice, we have to take less money because that's the way we do it in Germany. Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, you've got Greece that's over there. You know, Greece is out there.
And Italy.
Just going, hey, I'm in Italy. I want to have that moussaka, and I want it for free.
Uzo!
I want it for free, and I want to get a BJ when I'm getting it.
Hoppa!
It's a hoppa! What do you mean I got to work a full week? Are you out of my mind? Come on!
What about Italy?
Italy, same thing.
The same thing.
He's so sad.
Very, very strange and very interesting. God, but they're still... And as an American, and I don't want to offend anybody of German extraction here, but I will tell you, I read that, and you kind of read about these people that are civil servants and they're austere and but at the end of the day, they're still Germans.
Never forget, Mike.
They say Germans are gullible, and that's why they loan money to everybody else that's screwing up the world.
But they're helping.
Oh, you
they're
gullible
trying
Germans.
To help.
They're to trying. A certain extent. It's you read this article, and I came away going, hey, we are screwed. I mean, everybody. Not just the United States. I'm talking about the world
The whole
now.
World. That's why our markets are down today, because of
very,
everything
very
happening in Europe.
Yeah.
What did you end up doing this weekend with your family?
This weekend, it was just the...
Oh, there was going to be the big ride. You were going to just get in the car and
didn't
drive.
Do anything. And just chilled with my daughters.
You had the cricket store, and then what?
We ate... We ate. The cricket store was just a ball of sunshine.
Okay. I bet.
and then it was just we ate.
Uh-huh.
We got up in the morning and we would eat. And then we would figure out where we were going to go to lunch and we would eat again. And then we would eat again. And
it's that time of year.
I am so glad to be back on Wait Not
Nesting.
Today. I am so thrilled. It feels so good
but
to be
But you didn't go
today.
Into the mountains. Why?
Did not drive into the mountains because it was just too
you were
much
even
energy.
Threatening, you were even threatening to go to a Beatles impersonation festival.
I didn't go to a Beatles impersonation
You threatened to do it.
Mark went to that. Right. He went to Abba. God knows. First of all, I could have gotten free tickets if I wanted them. Mm-hmm. I didn't think in advance enough. I looked at my daughter and said, you want to go to the Beatles thing? They're like, not really. I got a review over the weekend from Mark on it. Mm-hmm. Mark told me it was good.
Yes.
And you enjoyed it. It was
terrific. Yeah, we had a blast. Yeah. We really did.
With a lot of hippies around there.
No, there were some.
And when
older
I say hippies,
hippies,
I'm talking about 60-year-old people going,
yeah, they were, but they weren't still dressing like they were hippies. But you could tell they were former hippies.
But you enjoyed the music.
Yeah.
The quality of the music was good.
Yeah. A lot of people from all over the world, the actual bands from all over the world performing. It was
did you see anybody at all on any of the stages? How many stages did they have?
They had like five, I believe.
They had five stages. And they had the headline stage too, the big headliner stage. Was there anybody that was like a real credible rip off of the
Not really, because I know, you know, there's Rain that Rob and I saw, and they weren't there, and there's a couple others that aren't coming to mind right now, but they weren't there either.
I think the biggest headlining one is the one, and it has Will Lee from Letterman's band. It's called the Fab Foe.
Yeah.
And they don't dress up. They're just all about recreating the sound.
The music.
But they're amazing.
Really?
Yeah, technically.
Did you
amazing.
See them?
They were not there. I know of them. They were not there.
Who did you see that impressed you?
Well, there's this one band from Puerto Rico.
Really?
Puerto Rico.
Jukebox. And they dressed the part. They dressed like when they played at the Mets Stadium.
I remember them. They sang the popular Beatles song, I Want to Steal Your Hubcaps.
So wrong. They were great.
He's wound up today.
Yeah.
Hit him, Oscar.
And there was a band there, and I can't remember their name, but they were Norwegian.
Did they have trouble with the language?
Yes. And they were fantastic. They were really good.
Right. They sang She Loves You,
I went out to eat a couple of times and didn't do much, just hung out with my daughters, had a great time with
them.
That's
excellent.
And really just chilled out.
Some quality time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it was just hanging and laughing. Laughing. Yeah. We started laughing about how much we ate, and it was just hysterical a certain point with them, and you know, and they're just cool kids, and I don't spend enough time just with them, and I should
speaking of laughter, can I have a moment to spotlight my wife Carrie?
Yes, please do.
Who had I drank quite a bit on Sunday night. Mm-hmm. Not as much as Carrie drank on Saturday.
Whoa. Really?
First of all, congratulations to Captain Andrew and Megan Cahan. They had a wonderful wedding.
Wonderful.
It was gorgeous.
Good.
We had thunderstorms in the morning, but it turned out...
She's a little bit of a thing, isn't she?
Well, next to me, everybody's a little bit of
a
thing.
But I mean, I just saw a tiny little...
Yeah, she's tiny.
She's tiny, teeny,
and
tiny.
Not bad to look at.
Okay, very
making
good.
The family gene pool, maybe stepping up a notch,
that's
bringing
good.
Megan in.
Good, good.
And so it was a great wedding, and I'd not seen this before. The groom and the bride each choose a signature drink that if you want to order the bride drink or the groom drink,
interesting,
the bartender can make them.
Can you get anything else you want to?
Yeah, it was open bar
then
all night.
I'm okay with it.
Oh, yeah.
But the signature drink for Megan was called the Dirty Shirley, which is a Shirley Temple with a lot of vodka in it. So you're looking at Sprite, Grenadine, and vodka.
Okay.
Ooh, I might have to dive into that one.
Mrs. Drink. Spiewak was very fond of the Dirty Shirley.
I bet she was.
When I realized...
The Dirty Shirley.
When
that's a vomitorium.
My daughter and her cousin were doing what they called adventures, in which they'd come grab an adult, and they basically would go to the elevator.
Right.
Well, when they took Carrie on her first adventure, Carrie took a fall.
Oh, my God.
Down Carrie came back with a rug burn on her elbow. I said, how does this happen? And she's, I think I fell in front of Julia. I said, I know you fell in front of Julia. And it turns out that Julia told me, you know what mommy said when she fell? I said, what? She said, silly mommy.
It's like wedding crashers.
Yeah,
then Carrie misplaced her shoes, and we couldn't find them.
How many times has that happened?
At the wedding.
At the wedding.
Carrie doesn't get like schnockered.
No, she doesn't
like
get lit a lot, but she makes it count. Mm-hmm. I knew that she was really gone.
She'll always get like buzzed enough to like talk.
Yes.
Yeah, or sober enough. When I saw her participating in a line dance in which she didn't know any of the moves, so she was just jumping with her hands in the air,
that's awesome.
I knew she was pretty drunk then. And when I saw her slow dancing with my cousin Mark, which was also a little awkward. But while we're all trying to find her shoes, and I mean, we've got men in military dress uniforms. This is at Fort Myer.
Right.
Looking under tables.
Right.
Carrie says, dance floor. And I said, okay. So she goes to the dance floor to look for shoes. I look back. She's back dancing.
Sure, of course.
For the first
the
time
to find them.
In my wedded life, I had to take a tone with her that I use as a parent.
Really?
Oh. Really?
I said, Carrie, we're going home. I just get shoes. I got the phone. I said, Carrie, you're going to get into the car without any shoes because we're going home.
Oh,
she said, what about my... I said, we're going home.
Oh, dear.
And, so I yelled at her, but luckily my cousin John was my designated driver. So
oh, good.
We had a good ride all the way home.
You look like you've had some weekend, my friend.
It was a lot of weekend.
Did Jabril come?
Jabril stayed at home, and actually Robert stayed with Jabril. But Jabril was on the video chat.
He was.
He sat on my lap.
We got to take a break.
What?
Because we have to get more Rob. We have to get more Rob with the audio vault. And I didn't get to True Blood, a recap.
Oh, no.
But the finale. The finale's next week.
Right.
So maybe we can do it. No, I got to talk about it tomorrow. We'll talk about that tomorrow. We'll be right back.
I told you once and I told you twice.
Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Rob's Magic Audio Vault is brought to you by Wyandotte Street Presents. Now, if you're looking for something good on YouTube, we recommend Wyandotte Street Presents. Direct from L.A. This is original content every week. It's sketches, it's improv, live music, stand-up, and the work of independent filmmakers. Google Wyandotte Street Presents. That's W-Y-N-D-O-T-T-E. Wyandotte Street Presents. Or easier still, you can click their ad on our website and friend, like, or subscribe to get bonus content. Go check out the hot new online variety show, Wyandotte Street Presents. Let's open up the audio vault. Got a real short one, Rob. We got to get
right
to whatever we can because we got to get buzzing the news in here. And God
real
knows
quick,
I'm looking forward to it after all this Jerry.
Real quick. Well, I do have some telethon stuff I do want to play.
Oh,
yes,
really?
I know you do.
This is not from the telethon.
Anything particularly bad?
Everything is bad.
Okay.
This is not from the telethon. This is yesterday on Fox News. Mm. David Brenner came out in support of Jerry Lewis. And I didn't realize Jerry was instrumental in launching David Brenner as a comic.
I didn't either. You don't hear from David Brenner.
Anyway, well, David Brenner comments to that. Anyway, he has an interesting way. He refers to the way Jerry got treated.
Okay.
I think it's outrageous. It's terrible. But it's not surprising because TV executives, like corporate executives, TV executives have done for television and for ethics what painting by numbers has done for art. Mm-hmm. They squeeze you until you no longer produce any money for them, and then they toss you out like a used condom. And that's
Jerry's a used condom.
Wow. You know what? He's right.
He is right, though.
He's right.
And he was a good booking for Fox because he was unhappy about it.
I thank God. I should tell all of you guys this. I thank God for Oscar coming to me and saying, do this and don't waste any time and don't wait and do this, because you know what, gang? There's a silver lining to all this crap, that this type of entertainment, this type of radio, a bunch of guys in a room shooting the S and stumbling on every day somehow miraculously to something funny is going to live. It's going to live in this form.
Yes.
It's not going to live in regular stuff anymore.
You're right.
It's not.
I think we all thank Oscar for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, thank you guys.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, this is really, I just every day I wake up in the morning, I kind of go, oh my God, I got this.
We're so lucky to have this.
Yeah, man, absolutely. So it's really, and it's fun. Every day I'm having a great time here.
Here's the beginning of the telethon, you know, and like they said, they're going to reimagine it. This could have happened. This intro could have happened 10 or 15 years ago.
And
this,
Rob, I should say thank you to all of you that are listening to this and are downloading this and tell everybody else. Yes, Rob, you do have to thank them. And we want to make this thing grow. And really, I smell a whole renaissance.
Oh, and one thing, I'm sorry, I'll be real quick about this. Big news this weekend. I was named a spirit father of a child.
What's a spirit father?
A spirit father. I'll explain to it. Joseph Xavier Fetkether. Do you remember Alethea, who we met when we went out to Iowa?
Oh, yeah. She was pregnant.
She was pregnant, and she and her husband, Andy, Andrew, he prefers, had a beautiful child, mother, father, baby, all doing great.
Yeah. Right.
But the reason they met is because she flew out to Iowa when I was doing an appearance at KCJJ. And so they met through me, so she named me the spirit father. Of baby Joseph.
Cool.
8 pounds, 6 ounces, 19 and a half
Does
inches.
That balance out the Jerry crap?
I told her. I said on Facebook, I said it would take a hell of a big something to make today be okay.
That's
thank
terrific.
You.
So
congratulations to them.
I like Alethea. Yeah,
much
She's
of love.
Wonderful.
Send it out to Albuquerque. Yeah. Now, again, here's
Hope that baby's going to breastfeed.
No. Thing will be huge.
Yeah.
All right, here's the intro. Tell me this is no different than what we've always
Ladies
had.
Ladies and gentlemen, here are your hosts. And Allison Sweeney.
Oink.
They all come out together.
They all come out. And it's no different than it's ever been. I mean, that's not hip. That's not young. That's old school. And at one point, I was almost okay with that. And then I realized, if you're going to do that, why not do the old show?
All right. I don't want to get you a Xanax.
All right. You're going to love this. Because you brought up the bad audio on Channel 50.
Oh, it's horrible.
It had the most unfortunate dropout ever. This is how it should have sounded. This is what was said by, I think this is Sweeney. Not Sweeney. I think this is Odell when it was on WGN. So this is what was actually said.
Well, let's begin by talking about a man whom we all admire for the work he has done to help so many children and families, Mr. Jerry Lewis.
Okay, that's what should have been said, Mr. Jerry Lewis. Mm-hmm. But if you take the middle out of Jerry's name, it just sounds bad. This is actual unaltered audio from Channel 50.
I'm putting it together satellites. Already.
Well, let's begin by talking about a man whom we all admire for the work he has done to help so many children and families, Mr. Jewis.
Yeah. Mr. Jewis.
Oh, dear. Oh,
I didn't alter that. That's what went out on Channel 50.
They're, you know, screw them, though. But I know. Using Jerry's name after all that, you know, F you. You dumped him, for Christ's sake.
Also, it gets worse.
I'm getting mad.
They
now.
Continue to Uh-oh. Suck up to him here.
Jerry put in some 900 hours of live television time on this telethon alone, encouraging America to help fuel worldwide research needed to seek treatments and cures for so many diseases. When my mom was battling ALS,
so there she gets close to thanking Jerry,
my family and me,
but then she goes to thanking MDA
with love and
it's
support.
And like they won't quite do it
right.
And we could not have done it without the amazing support of MDA.
Okay,
and they all do the same thing.
All right,
here is when they set up. This is greasy, slimy, too much cologne. Nigel Lithgow setting up the Jerry tribute.
Too much cologne.
Earlier, we spoke about how all of us involved in the telethon have been inspired by the incredible passion and commitment of one man.
It's English leather, I think.
A man who is a legend in our business. For all of us who love MDA and the telethon, he will always be a towering figure. One who made us laugh, and yes, on some occasions made us cry. But one who challenged us to care about others and to make a difference in the world. Here's to a remarkable man, Mr. Jerry Lewis.
And then it's the obit.
It's basically
for a guy that's still
it's
alive.
Like a death reel, and then they pay it off.
Oh, and Jerry, if you're watching, we love you for everything you have done to help so many.
Right,
Jerry, if you're watching.
Yeah, you're right. Almost nauseated.
Yeah. All right. Now horrible. I do want to play. This is the finale. And you would think, you know, they're going to reimagine it. It's going to be hip.
Right.
They had Jordan Sparks sing The House I Live In with, and by the way, remember John Cicada?
Yes.
He was one of their big gets, and it was like watching Oscar.
Oh, God.
It looks just like you. It looks like you in a tuxedo. Really? Very nice.
I enjoyed his music.
So they sing a couple patriotic songs, and then they trot out this cow like they always do. They call her the diva of the MDA. Maureen McGovern, because she had a hit record 30 years ago. Let's put her on television. And what do they close with? A medley, including the ancient song, Strike Up the Band. Check out the mic technique on this. He reimagined telethon.
Strike up the band. The cymbals ring. Call one man call. While the saxes swing.
Did she just fly in that night? What is that? But wait, I thought so there's no way this can get worse.
God, you're not saying a word on
indoor voices.
Show.
Yeah. Really indoor voices.
Okay, last thing I'll play you.
You stay home tomorrow.
I'll play you. Mike, this is so good for me. What can I say besides thank you?
I told you I'd let you have it.
Here's Maureen McGovern not actually singing The Stars and Stripes Forever, but vocalizing the piccolo solo. I almost cut my own leg off, and I wasn't stuck in a bear trap. This is every
kind
bit
of
as
like
bad
wing,
as
but winging ever, it.
Yeah. This is the reimagined, tightened up telethon that's going to take us into the next century.
Ladies and gentlemen, the sound you hear is outrage.
Yes. And then the only thing I will leave you with is them saying
goodnight. God, leave us with something.
I'll leave you with them saying goodnight.
Just leave, yeah.
This is them saying goodnight from the telethon with one last veiled reference to Jerry.
There are going to be a couple of you that are going to want to send something nasty. Don't.
No, don't waste your time.
This is Rob. This is psychotherapy
and
for
I'm
him.
And I'm done now. Because this is the
done.
Last time.
He got it off his
Go
chest.
Go do something positive.
We had to let him. We're all going to have our days like this.
Yes.
We're going to come in here and we're going to need to do this occasionally. It's a little selfish. So lick it if you're planning.
Here's the conclusion.
Thank you, everybody. Good night, everybody. Good night, everybody.
Everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
We missed you, Jerry.
Okay.
I imagine I'm going to feel the same way when Entourage ends.
Yeah, probably.
Yes.
And the very last piece of tape, very brief. I know Mike will appreciate this to get the flavor out of your mouth.
Please.
I thought we were done.
This
I
is not we that. Done. I'm done with the telethon. That's not how you say goodnight after a telethon broadcast, Mike.
No. Yes.
This is how you say goodnight after a telethon broadcast.
We can do this again very soon. We'll find another something to do, okay? Maybe the Emmys or the Oscars or something. If you want to know who is the best, it's you guys, the 128, 130 people that are still doing this with me.
Jesus Christ.
Good night, and tomorrow, get out in the sun, okay?
What?
Bless your heart. Love you guys. Good night.
That's the way you end a show.
That's how you end a show.
Thank you, Rob.
That's showbiz, Mike.
Thank you. That's
Mike,
the audio.
Let's just end there.
Okay. Did you get it all off your chest? All right. I'm going to be putting you to work in the next couple of weeks.
I don't care for Maureen McGovern.
Right. There you go. Thank you very much. We'll take a break. Come back with Buzz and the News right after this. Welcome back to MikeO'MaraShow.com. Let's get him in here without further ado. Take it away, Mr. Buzz Burbank. That it was everything I expected.
Yeah, it was. I'm not disappointed.
And just the audio vault, maybe just a little
just
bit.
Just a little
but
too
that's,
much.
It had to be.
Yeah.
It had to be a little more
it
than
it wasn't
we wanted.
Going to be enough until it was too much.
And you know what the thing is?
Exactly.
Gone are the days when the audio vault following the telethon was two compact discs.
Yes.
Those days are gone.
I know.
Thank you for letting me be done with this and put it in my rear view.
And you demonstrated, I think, rather skillfully what a land of suck it was.
And thank you for letting me indulge me myself.
No problem.
It's a new beginning for you too, Rob.
Thank you for wrapping that up.
No, but, and he did it
I
all.
I just have a couple more tapes to play.
and he did it all with a two-day hangover. Buzz,
we're brought to you today by iConfidential.com. Now you can have all your important stuff organized and available on demand. Access and share your pictures, files, and music from any mobile device with iConfidential.
This is a weird group.
Store them safely. But a
tell
good,
you what, Jack.
Good kind of weird. Store them safely and grab them anywhere with your own 40 gig of organized storage with $1 million coverage, same security as your bank. iConfidential is as safe as it is easy and convenient. Do this thing. Get 30 days free with the code TMOS. After that, just $7.95 a month. iConfidential.com. Just click their ad on our website.
Very good.
Here's something you can lick. The U.S. Postal Service may have to shut down this winter. You know, just close.
Mm-hmm. How do I get my fruitcakes out?
It's facing a deficit of $9.2 billion. The Postmaster General has proposed cutbacks to avoid this, including ending Saturday mail delivery, closing nearly 3,700 post offices, and laying off nearly 20% of his workforce, which would mean another 120,000 Americans out of work.
That seems like pushing the envelope.
And he chooses the fall.
Yes.
Of course.
He chooses the fall. Like right before the holiday season to do this. What a dumbass.
The pressure's off on Christmas cards at this point.
I know.
I don't have to do that anymore.
I sent mine out yesterday.
I mean, eventually, do we get to the point where it is all electronic? I think eventually we do, but you still have to send packages.
Yeah, in the meantime.
If you want to send stuff to people.
Most of my bills still arrive by mail, most of them.
But the fact is, you're probably going to have, I see FedEx and UPS rubbing their hands together right now going,
licking their lips.
Because they're in a far more efficient organization.
So I'm wondering myself, can we live without it? And also, is this the canary in the coal mine? Is this the first of a number of government agencies to start to shut down?
Absolutely.
I wonder. Yeah. Payroll, by the way, accounts for 80% of the Postal Service's expenses, and the unions have no layoff clauses in their contracts. Only an emergency move by Congress can save the day. And shocker, so far the lawmakers haven't agreed on an answer. They're even arguing over whether or not they should cancel Saturday delivery.
I wrote this today, what is happening to America? Mm. And I don't think it's any surprise at this point. I mean, we are just, everything is turning to crap. It's getting a little, I am so afraid for my kids.
It's scary,
I am so
right?
worried about, this is just a weird land.
Well, at least we still have the FAA. Oh, wait. Congress is already busy trying to avoid another shutdown of the Federal Aviation Administration. The temporary funding bill that they approved over the summer, that runs out in just 10 days.
Right.
And lawmakers are still arguing over whether or not to let airline workers unionize. You may be surprised to know, I didn't know this, the FAA has been running on temporary funding measures for the past 4 years.
So is this podcast.
Each time, because of political bickering.
buy our bumper stickers, please.
Yes, please.
Thank you.
The FA
stickers.
That tote board is you. That's our message.
All right, Buzz, a little too soon.
All right. The FAA suffered a partial shutdown over politics in midsummer this year, putting nearly 74,000 people out of work.
I like stickers a lot.
At least for a while.
Thank you very much.
And remind me every time I don't do it.
I will.
All right. So please buy the bumper stickers.
Stickers.
Right. With roads and bridges crumbling.
Just got two more tapes.
And people out of work. It would make sense to put people to work fixing the roads and bridges. That's just part of the jobs plan the president will unveil in his speech to Congress and the nation Thursday night. In a preview of that speech in Detroit yesterday, the president said, quote, labor is on board, business is on board, we just need Congress to get on board.
Crap. I heard they've kicked Obama off the speech and Nigel Lithgow is going to do it.
That'd be much better. Thanks, Obama.
Yep. That's what he does. Yep. That's what he does best. We have a president that goes like this. Blah, 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 blah.
I'd love to see him actually do that.
That would be great.
Wouldn't that be good?
You know what I think? What if he got it? He came out on national television. He said, I have tried to get things through. I haven't been successful. You know what I say to everybody right now? All of you. Congress, the American people, everybody.
He'd say it to Michelle Obama as well.
Republican presidential hopeful Governor Rick Perry has decided to skip some political appearances to manage the firefighting in his home state of Texas. The wildfire near Austin has wiped out nearly 500 homes, burned about 25,000 acres, 3.5 million acres of Texas.
Wildfire
have burned so far.
Those
that's
poor people have lost their houses, and he's playing the song.
Yeah, because that's the way he does it. That's more important to him, playing Wildfire.
They're very brave.
But Jerry will make him cry. But he will no more think about entire subdivisions
that
have been burned to the ground.
Savings, everything.
It doesn't click with him emotionally.
All their memories.
It doesn't click with you emotionally.
I am pulling on America's emotional heartstrings by playing this lovely song.
No, you're
by
doing
Michael
schtick.
Martin Murphy.
You're doing shtick at the expense of people that have lost their homes. You have to.
There's no expense.
We have had your psychotherapy today. You have to at least acknowledge that you're not normal.
Take a breath.
Please acknowledge you're not normal.
I acknowledged that years ago.
Thank you.
But the people of Texas are very brave.
An area of Texas the size of Connecticut has been toasted by the fires. Texas didn't get any rain relief from Tropical Storm Lee. That did leave flooding and tornado damage in Louisiana and throughout the South.
I'd pose a question to him, but it would expose him even further, and it would not be pretty.
Our prayers are with the state of Texas.
Of course. Absolutely. Yes. Amen.
Officials at Disney World in Florida are apologizing to the park goers who got stuck on the Pirates of the Caribbean ride for nearly 2 hours on Sunday.
Yo-ho, a pirate's life for me.
For 2 hours.
Wow.
The ride, which opened in 1967, was one of the last to be designed, at least in part, by Walt Disney himself.
When I was a child and I had the thrill of Disney World to me was the greatest thrill in the world when I was a kid. And when my mom and dad took me to Disney World and I sat on the Pirates of the Caribbean ride, nothing cooler. That and the Haunted Mansion were the two rides that I wanted to go on. And it was just, I was like, I got on that little boat, that little pirate ship, and now, you know, it's ancient technology now.
But it was amazing, man, at the time.
And then when you sat and you saw the little hologram of the ghost in between you, the Haunted Mansion, oh my God, it was so cool.
Yeah. You're not awesome the little man in the boat you used to be.
I'm not the little man in the boat.
Wow.
A social worker here in the Washington...
Buzz with some clitoral humor.
That's nice.
What? How's that?
Wonderful.
A social worker in the Washington, D.C. area claims the sperm donor used to conceive her son is also the father of some 150 other kids.
We had this on the morning show. You ready to be grossed out? This is gross.
When does he have time to do this with all those podcasts Oscar does?
150 kids.
Wow. I'm probably sterile by now.
Cynthia Daly says she found this out while tracking down the child's half-brothers and half-sisters using a website for that purpose. Now she and other parents are quite concerned because of the increased chance of incest.
Oh my 150
God. And they all look alike
in one area.
It's terrifying.
Wow. Jeez. And you know, you're drawn to people that look like you. So they're all going to be boning.
I know, it's amazing.
And finally, you have got to service that account or you may have to pay a penalty. A 51-year-old French man has been ordered to pay his 47-year-old ex-wife $14,000 for the lack of sex over their 21 years of marriage. The man says he was tired and not in good health. The judge ruled that's no excuse. The judge ruled that sex is a must-have part of marriage. Get to work, fellas.
Wow.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, fellas. Buzz. Carrie, get the checkbook out. You owe me some money.
That's it. We got to get out of here. Rob, did you get it all off your chest?
I'll be much happier tomorrow, I promise.
Our show today was brought to you by Encore Insurance Services. For a free life insurance quote today, do I have to say the LLC when I say that?
Yeah, might as well.
Encore Insurance Services, LLC. For a free life insurance quote today, call 866-347-5748 or visit their website at smartterm.com. If you're thinking about getting life insurance and you already have coverage, don't pay too much. Call Encore and see if they can help you save. They'll compare the premiums of the highly rated insurers they represent to help you. Let Encore do the work for you. Call now, 866-347-5748. Licensing and disclaimer information is on their website, smartterm.com. For everybody in here, including our very sad boy over there, you get some sleep.
Right. I will, Mike.
We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye. Ciao, ciao.
Sad clown.
Smile, though your heart is aching. Smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by if you smile through your fear and sorrow. Smile and maybe tomorrow you'll see the sun come shining through for you. Light up your face with gladness. Hide every trace of sadness. Although a tear may be ever so near, that's the time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll find that life is still worthwhile if you just smile. The time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll find that life is still worthwhile if you just smile.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.